So if you're ready for the word, say amen. Let's go to Luke 17. Let's get into the word. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. Say this after me. The kingdom of God does not come by observation. Verse 21. Nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed the kingdom of God is within you. You know, one day Jesus was asked by the Pharisees that when the kingdom of God would come. They were tired of the Roman occupation. They were tired of the Romans occupying the Holy Land. So they wanted to know when this will all end. And they said, when will the kingdom of God come? When will the kingdom of God come? And Jesus, you know, you need a PhD. Even a PhD will not help, you know. You ask Jesus a straight question, he never gives you a straight answer. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. Come on, amen, church. So here's what Jesus said. He never answered the question, but he gave us some clues. The first thing he said was, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. Say this again. The kingdom of God does not come by observation. Listen to me carefully. You know, the kingdom of God is not something that which you can investigate. The kingdom of God is not something that, you know, comes by study. That's what Jesus is saying. He says, if you guys are thinking like, you know, you can study your scriptures and do, and the kingdom of God will come upon you. No, it's not like that. Please, I want you to listen carefully. Secondly, he said, it's not like the one great leader will come and he will turn everything around. This is what we're looking for, a hero. Hello, are you listening, church? He says, kingdom of God is not like that. The kingdom of God, in fact, will come silently. Everyone says silently. Listen, church, what I'm telling you. This is why people miss the kingdom of God. They're looking for some spectacular fireworks. They're looking for something big. But here's the deal. Listen very, very carefully. Jesus said the kingdom of God does not come by meticulous observation. It just comes silently. Look at somebody and say, silently. You don't even know it's here. You don't even know. Oh, the kingdom of God has come? Yes, it's come. Go to Matthew. I'll show it to you. Matthew 13 and verse 33. How does the kingdom of God come? The kingdom of God is like leaven. You know, we Indians, we know, we make batter. How many women make batter? Batter, idli, dosa, okay? Come on now. Okay, Mangalorians, idli. Come on now, praise the Lord. Yes, okay. And we put yeast in that. What do you call that? Fermenting yeast. You know, we put that. And slowly overnight it grows. Come on, yes or no? If you look at it, you cannot understand it. But look at what it says. He says, the kingdom of God is like leaven, which a woman took and hid it in three measures. Three measures is a lot of leaven, a lot of flour. Till it was all leaven. So the kingdom of God works very silently. Say it, everyone. The kingdom of God works silently. Please understand this. God, you know, when he met Elijah, he was not in the earthquake. Da, 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 da. No. He was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. He was there in a silent voice. No. Say this again. The kingdom of God works silently. People of God, this is the end time move of God. If you are not part of it, you will be left behind. So this is what I came to warn you prophetically. That slowly and steadily, the kingdom of God is going to move into nations and territories where you don't even think it's imaginable. It's happening right now. The kingdom of God works silently. You think that the people who will never accept Jesus, in fact, they will receive Jesus ahead of you. How many are listening right now? I need to move fast, but I want to give a prophetic word. Pastor, will the kingdom of God come in my family? My family is not saved. They don't know Jesus. I tell you, before you land in India, the kingdom of God has already touched your family. Would you receive this prophetic word today? I said, would you receive this prophetic word? Some of you have declared it, oh, my family, everyone will change. But not my guys. I tell you, as we are speaking right now, the kingdom of God is working in their lives. Somebody receive and remember them right now. Just bring your name, bring their names, bring their photographs, their images before. Now listen, the second thing, I need to move fast, but I want to give a word that I have not preached anywhere. The second thing, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Everyone say, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, when Jesus spoke about this, He said, the kingdom of God is within you. What did he mean? There are three areas. There are three things. Please write this down. You know, if you read the original Greek, when Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you, we think, oh, the kingdom of God is within us. But no, there are three areas where the kingdom of God should be will be manifested. The first one, write this down. The kingdom of God is around us. Everyone say, around us. If you're there, say yes. The kingdom of God is around us. In fact, it is manifested in the presence of Jesus. Today we saw like God calling out names, God calling out conditions, God calling out details of people's lives. Hello, praise the Lord. I was in a service and I, you know, in Thane, and I called a woman's bank account number. And she was so horrified that she said, how did you know my number? I said, the kingdom of God has come upon you. And I said, right now, the Lord is saying that you have this much money in your bank account. The Holy Spirit showed me how much she has in her bank account. Of course, I told her in a year. And she says, Pastor Mike, it truly is the Lord who's revealing this to you. Because he said, I lied to my family that there is money in my account and there is nothing in my account. I said, because you received the kingdom of God, there'll be change in your life. How many of you are listening right now? The kingdom of God, the first area, the kingdom of God is around us. It will be manifested around us. The first sign, please listen very, very carefully. Sir, listen to me. The kingdom of God will be manifested around us. God will show you signs. You know, you are a hard-hearted man. You are I don't believe in all this. Okay, no problem. But the Lord will show you.
Amen.
The Lord will show you. He will give you undeniable proofs that the kingdom of God has come. I don't believe in all the prayer and all the nonsense. No, sir, you don't have to believe. But God will show you. Look at somebody and say, God will show you.
I don't believe in all this. I'm just coming because you're going. You're going. That's not quite.
No, sir. Don't act like this. Smarty pants, listen carefully. Now, don't look around. There could be a fight now.
Actually, no, just because I have to drive you, that's why I came with you.
No, sir, listen. God has brought to you. God has brought to you. You're not God. God has brought to you. Can I have a good amen, somebody? Are you listening?
Where are you going, man? Who's a fellow?
No, I'm not a fellow. You didn't pay me. Listen, I'm telling you. So the first, God will show you the kingdom of God around you. He will show miracles. He will show signs, wonders. Even if you have doubts, he will give you undeniable proofs that this is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now, the Pharisees, listen to me. The problem with the Pharisees was this. They saw miracles their fathers had not seen. They saw things which none of their children had seen. And Jesus spoke to them. He says in Luke 11, open your Bibles, please. Luke 11, verse 20. Look at the word of God. Jesus said, if I cast out demons with the finger of God. With the what?
Finger.
With the what?
Finger of God.
Finger of God refers to the Spirit of God. The word finger of God is, Jesus did not put his finger in somebody's ear and say, come out. No, the finger of God is, because this finger is the least, it's the most smallest and it's the weakest finger. Come on, yes or no?
Yes.
If you get hit on this finger, you remember all your grandparents. Come on now. Yes. And Jesus said, I cast out demons. He says, this is easy. Come on, praise the Lord. It's easy. Please listen to me carefully. And he says, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now look at somebody and say, the kingdom of God is here. He's here. Why? Because this lady came up. I don't even know her. Honestly. I don't even know her. I said, Pastor, you prophesied this thing. Actually, I was wondering, when did I prophesy over you? And she was listening to me. Come on. Is it true what I'm saying? She was listening to me in some headphones in Pune. I don't even know you're from Pune. Is it written over your face? And God says, you lost your relationship. Da, 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 da. And boom, the kingdom of God has come.
Amen.
Hello, are you there right now?
Yes.
This lady, some baby was there just now. Reuben.
Hey.
Ah, yeah. I don't know your son's name. I don't know your son's name. I don't even know who's the guy. I saw cracks and says, my son has been expelled. He says, if I cast out, if I do these things by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. You have no excuse. Today, if you don't open your heart to God, God will say, son, I showed you my kingdom, but you did not make a choice. How many are understanding right now? This is why God will show you. Say it, everyone. God will show you. God will show you. God will show you. I want to tell the young people, God is showing you this stuff. What is His kingdom? The kingdom of God is not just words. It's not some bhashan. It changes people's lives. I've been in discotheques. I've played music in bars. I've played music in so many places. And Jordan will say, you know, he's also a musician. But their lives are not changed. Only the bar owner gets rich. In the casino, nobody wins. Only the casino people wins. Hello, are you there? Rock shows, nobody's life changes. I'm telling you. But when the kingdom of God comes, people's lives change. I said the people's lives change. Lift your hands and say, surely the kingdom of God is here. So Jesus, the first thing, the kingdom of God will be around you. The second thing, the kingdom of God will be within your reach. Write it down, within your reach. Within your reach, meaning it will be just within your reach. What do you mean? It will be dependent on you. Go with me to the book of Matthew 4:17. We need to hurry up. I need to bring a right word. Matthew 4:17, Jesus said, yeah, there it is. Repent. Look at somebody and say, you can do that. No, tell somebody else, you can do that. God will only tell you to do those things which you can do. The rest He will do. He will never tell you to do something which you cannot do. Ah, my son, you want a breakthrough? Climb the Burj Khalifa. No. He knows. Even if you think about that, your pants will sweat. He knows you can't do that. What I'm trying to say is, He will only tell you to do those things within your reach. Say amen right now. Look at somebody and say, within your reach. Repent. Surely you can do that. What is repent? Repentance is a change of thinking. Repentance is a change of thinking. Say, okay, I'm never going to see your face. You just call up and say, okay, sorry, man, I was just irritated. I said, hello, praise the Lord. Come on, hello, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Repentance is just a change of thinking. Change of thinking. Where you just say, okay, fine, I release you. For the kingdom of God of heaven has come near. You see, the moment you repent, the kingdom of God which is around you comes even closer to you. Amen. Say it after me. It was around me. Say it loudly. It was around me. Now it comes within my reach. How? By your actions. By your actions. So it does not matter what you've done in the past. It does not matter what you did 5 years back. Actually, I'm not a good person. I'm a sinner and I just want to keep up my reputation. Good. Hello, praise the Lord. Dada, you don't know what I've done. Baba, tere se zyada daddy ne kar chuka hai. You think your father, mother is a saint? No, sir. You're their product. Even you're walking in their footsteps. Come on, praise the Lord. Of course, parents will never tell you, this is a secret now. Come on now. They're like, Baba, pray. But they have gone through the same struggles you are going. Come on, hello. Oh, let me go this side. This side is a church now. My brother-in-law is sitting here. Come on, will he say amen? Yes, they've gone through it. But God will give you that grace. God will say, son, daughter, just you say yes, I will supply the power. Everybody say repent. Yes. You think your father, the guy sitting next to you, has not gone through temptations? Yes, they have. But they did something. They said, I depend on your grace. Lord, I can't do it on my own. Look at somebody and say, I surely cannot do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I can't do it. I'm too angry. I'm too irritated. If the guy comes, knock 99. Praise the Lord. But the moment you say, Lord, please, and God's power comes within your reach. There was a guy who came to our services. Listen to this. A total super drunkard. He said, I started drinking from the age of 8. Good, no? Maybe you can beat that record, okay? He says he went to a party and some uncles were mixing. You know how uncles are, you know? He says, le beta, le. He says he got addicted to that. Since the age of 8. And he got married. He beat his children up. He came to one of our services. The Lord called out his name and said, you want to change, but you are saying you cannot change. But if you say, God, I want to change. I want to change, but I cannot. God will change you. Oh. And he said, hey, this guy is talking to me. I want to change, but I cannot change. That's why I've given up. He lifted his hands and said, Lord, I want to change. And guess what? The next day, you know, in India, you have something called Uttara. Come on now. Hey, don't act like some American now. Come on now. Praise the Lord. So yeah, in the morning, the first thing in the morning, they not have their breakfast also. Sydney knows it all. So they have it before the breakfast. A shot. Come on now. And he went over there. And he sat over there. And guess what? He put it to his mouth. And he didn't feel like drinking because now the taste from his buds had gone. He says, what nonsense. He says, this doesn't taste like liquor. He says, maybe I'm not well because I went to this Pastor Michael service. You know, he's telling, he's not a Christian. He says, kuch kiya rahega isne. Saying, I'll wait till afternoon because now good stuff comes out in the afternoon. So he goes around about 2 o'clock and he says, give me one. So in Kurla, we have this wine shop. It's a nice wine shop. Okay, don't go there, but okay. So all these guys line up, you know. Before the shop opens, they line up, you know, And he got it. He took his friends and all. And there also, he put the bottle, he says, to his mouth neat. And he said he spat it out because he says he was not having that taste. He came to his wife and said, chal, mere ko church mein leke ja. He said, nahi, sunna. So mere ko puchne ka, usne kya kiya mere par. So his wife is telling, Mondays you don't have church. You'll have to wait till Tuesday. And Tuesday our staff said, sorry sir, you can't come for the live service. Now that guy's irritated more. But guess what? 1 week he's not drunk. On Sunday he comes. And in the morning the Lord calls out his name. And says, the Lord has totally changed you. He falls on his knees and says, for the past 26 years, what I could not do, God delivered me in a moment. Amen. Tonight, it's going to happen for you. Lift your hands and say, I receive this word. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Is at hand. God, I can't do it. I need your help. Lord, I'm too deep into this mess. I want to get out. I want to get up, but I can't. The kingdom of God is within your reach. Look at two people and say, within your reach. Any people hiding behind the pillars? Okay, let me go see. Hello, yeah. I'm a pastor. Okay. I like to connect with people. Praise the Lord behind the pillars. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Lift your hand and say, Lord, I need your help. Don't pray like some big guy. Lord, I need your help. No, just pray in your style and say, Lord, without you, I can't make it. I need this, your help in this area. It's not about money. It's not about your life partner. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. You are struggling with certain issues. You're struggling with some things. Just say, God, I need your help in that area. You want to be a good husband. You want to be a good wife. You want to be a good daughter. You don't want to hurt your parents. But you're struggling. Because your flesh is screaming. Your mind is screaming. Today God says, I'll supply that grace for you. Amen. But you need to make that first step. The prodigal son said, I just let me try to going back to my father. He already had a speech ready. And guess what? The father did not listen to his speech also. Tell your neighbor, God doesn't need your speech. He sees your heart. Hallelujah. If you, anybody sitting over here, I want to tell you, church, today, the Lord will honor you. The Lord will honor you. I don't come from a rich family. I come from a very ordinary family. Sir, madam, listen to me. Today, open your heart and say, Lord, I need your grace. I need your grace. Some of you, you know, you made it in Dubai. You made it in the UAE. And you're too proud of your things. But I want to tell you, and you know that you're proud. You're dealing with the spirit of pride. If you can say, God, I need pride to go for my life. And guess what? Nobody can take away pride except the Lord. Except the Lord. So the kingdom of God is around you. You see it. Oh, see what happened over there. What happened? Array, all that is nonsense. No, the kingdom of God is now within your reach. How? You just make a choice. Touch your neighbor and say, make that choice today. Make that choice today. Make that choice today. Make that choice today. And then Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Now look how it's coming closer to you. It was around you. It's within your reach. Now it's within you. How can you get the kingdom of God within you? How can the kingdom of God come in within you? Listen to me. Jesus said, the gospel says, you know, in the book of 1 Corinthians, let's go there quickly. I need you to give the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. 2 Corinthians 6, 16. See what Jesus, what the word of God says. You are the temple. Say it, everyone. I'm the temple of the living God. I'm the what? I'm the what? Temple of the what? So what's God's address? Me. Say, I'm God's residence. Say it, everyone. I'm God's residence. And God says, he says, I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. How does that kingdom of God which was around you, which was within your reach, come within you? You say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Can I tell you something, church? I was the lead guitarist for a heavy metal band. Jordan knows this. Had long hair. I'm telling you. Pantera, Sepultura, and all that stuff. I was to play all that stuff. If you don't know, those are not jeans names. Those are actually songs names, okay? Band names. Okay. Sepultura jeans. I heard of it. Yeah, somewhere. Okay. Crazy stuff. Nonsensical life. Metallica. This is all that jazz. Nonsense. It's not nonsense, but that lifestyle was bad. And my mother used to pray. And I went to a service like this. My sister's here. I went to a service like this. And that evening, I just prayed one prayer. I said, God, tonight I'm going to die. I'm planning to commit suicide. If you can do something, please do something. Shobha is here. I treat her like a sister. I'm telling you the truth. And that night, I raised my hand up. I said, Lord, tonight is my last night. I want you to come in my life. Otherwise, I'm over. And that night, the kingdom of God came in me. I want to tell everybody, tonight, this evening, if you can say, Lord, I want you in my life. There'll be a price to pay. There will be a price to pay. Lena has to go. Tina has to go. Come on. Karan ko chhodke sharan, Yeshu ke sharan mein aana padega. Nahin? Koi sun raha hai kya? Come on, yes. I said, Karan ko chhodke sharan, Yeshu ke sharan mein aana padega. Okay, that only Indians. Only Indians can understand this. If you're an American, please. There's another version coming out next year. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Pastor, did you have to leave Sam Susie's? Yes. Yes. Because in the band, they come easy. Because it's a weird lifestyle. Tomorrow it's Susie. Tomorrow it's somebody else. You see, this is how life was. And it all had to go. All had to go. It was not easy. It was not easy. And today I want to tell you, if you can say, Lord, change my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Not as somebody who can give me some more dirhams. No! No, 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 no. I'm not telling you that. Lord, I need that job. My friend, tu jiyega to job karega na. This decision of yours will impact your children and their children. My mother is dead and gone. She's with the Lord. Glory be to the Lord. But what she received as Savior, today, I become a blessing to thousands. It will happen to you. It will happen to you. You may be a poor man. I have nothing to boast. Listen to me, sir. My father was a garage mechanic. We lived like that. But my mother received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. I'm not here to tell you how you can make more dirhams. Hey, that's easy. Praise the Lord. Today, if you die tonight, where will you go? Where will you go? What inheritance will you leave? Tonight, God is asking you these things. There is an inheritance. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is not a future promise, but a present reality.